Written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of pediatrics. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school pediatrics course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master pediatrics. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaway section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in pediatrics with the correct answers. This course provides a unique opportunity for a professional to explore the world of pediatrics and the work that pediatricians must do as part of their job. The first chapter of the course explores the growth and development of children from a very early age through the age of maturity, during which many physical and mental changes happen. The second chapter of the course will be devoted to the nutritional needs of children and of the nutritional issues that a child goes through. Issues like eating disorders, mostly an issue with older girls and young teens, will be discussed regarding the symptoms and eating patterns experienced by these children. The third chapter of the course will discuss the issues around preventive pediatrics. Pediatricians see children from infancy through their 18th year of life and help with things like growth, development, and immunizations, all features of preventative health. The fourth chapter of the course is all about the growth and development of the fetus, newborn, and of the infant up to the age of 1 year. Much happens during this period, and infants grow from being relatively immobile and incommunicative to being fully mobile children that begin the art of speech and communication. The fifth chapter of the course focuses on the issues related to allergies and immunological disorders the child often suffers from. Allergies are a common problem of childhood, and children of all ages can suffer from immunological disorders that affect their ability to fight off infections. The sixth chapter of the course is a brief discussion of the infectious diseases of children. Children have different infectious diseases than adults because they haven't been exposed to the various viral and bacterial diseases that adults already have immunity to. The seventh chapter of the course is intended to focus on the various endocrine disorders a child must face. Endocrine disorders affect a child's growth and development and are a frequent problem the pediatrician works with daily. The eighth chapter of the course will be a brief discussion of adolescent medicine and gynecology. Adolescents have unique needs and become sexual beings. They often exhibit risky sexual behavior that leads to sexually transmitted diseases, which were discussed as part of this course. The ninth chapter of the course will be a discussion of gastrointestinal disorders in children. Gastrointestinal disorders can affect infants, young children, and older children who have unique nutritional needs and can suffer from gastrointestinal problems that are unique to pediatrics. The tenth chapter of this course is primarily devoted to neurological disorders of children. Some neurological diseases are inherited and seen soon after birth, while other neurological diseases show up later in life and are influenced by the environment. The 11th chapter of the course is a discussion mainly of musculoskeletal disorders in children. Children can suffer from musculoskeletal pain just like adults and can have musculoskeletal disorders that are specifically seen in children because of inheritance or environmental influences. The 12th chapter of the course is completely devoted to the unique issues related to childhood cognitive disorders, language disorders, and learning disorders. These disorders are uniquely related to one another and often affect the same child who has more than one of these disorders at the same time. The 13th and closing chapter of the course will be a discussion of the behavioral and mental health issues of children and teens.